Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
For Boston Celtics fans, the first five games of the Celtics-Heat Eastern Conference Finals have been a roller coaster. We started with a real low, losing game one by more than 10 points.
A dominant second half for the Miami Heat.
But we brought it back in game two with some incredible highlights.
Quick bucket there from the Boston Celtics, a 21-point lead.
And then lows again in game three with another blowout.
Celtics have missed their first three. They started 9 for 11 from three-point range in Game 2.
And then a high again in Game 4.
White, alley-oop to Tatum! Oh, perfect pass from White, and it's 16-1.
Before in Game 5, we finally stabilized, putting us back on top.
Jaylen Brown with the finish! Wow!
Okay, if you're not exhausted yet from the trip, Game 6 is tonight, and it might be the win that sends the Celtics to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2010. Now, along the way, we have been following the action with Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe sports reporter and author of Wish It Lasted Forever, Life with the Larry Bird Celtics. Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be back, getting ready for tonight's game.
So I'm going to start with the prediction. Do you think they're going to close it out tonight?
I'm bad at predictions, but yes, I think that I think it's been established who the better team in the series is. The Celtics are at home. They can use the rest. They have now identified the opponent of the finals, the Golden State Warriors. That doesn't start till next Thursday. For them, it's in their great interest to get this thing over with tonight, win the game, take a few days off, heal their wounds, and then go to the finals next Thursday.
Okay, I don't want to sound like I'm not a fan, but I'm going to say you said we've established who the better team is. Have we fully established that, given what the first four games looked like?
I know. It's a weird series because there's been a 20-point lead in every game, a 20-point lead in the first half of the first four games. Very few lead changes. There's been dominance by one team or the other pretty much every day. So you haven't had great contested back and forth, up and down. It's been one team's night each time. I just think it's been established that the Celtics, they've worn these guys down. I mean, Miami's last two games, they've shot very poorly. They're very beaten up. They're on the road. They are mentally tough, no question. The Celtics have more weaponry, better players, and in my view, they close it out tonight.
I'm actually glad you brought up the Heat because you were there Wednesday. I wanted to get a sense from you for what the vibe was like there, you know, for the Heat at the end. And I noticed in your column afterward, you talked about how beat up what they were. Explain for people who may not have been following, what does that mean? Their best player,
Jimmy Butler, you know, he had 41 points in the first game, and he's been neutralized to almost being almost useless the last two games, 6 points in one game, just not a factor. He doesn't have any lift. He's got knee inflammation, and he's a tough guy, but something's happened to him. Kyle Lowry, the starting guard, he can't make a shot. I mean, their last two games, I mean, 30%, 32%. The whole starting lineup scored only 18 points. One of the guards has missed 16 consecutive shots, one of their starting guards. They're just worn out, cooked, beat down. I just don't see it. I don't see how they can rally and win tonight.
So, Dan, do you know off the top of your head roughly how many basketball games a pro team will have played in a season by the time they get here? I mean, this sounds like long-term wear and tear.
Well, you're looking at, you know, 80. Yeah, it's 100. You know, when you get through it, certainly preseason, 80, 82, and then you get into your postseason. So, yeah, they're coming up on 100 now.
And you just don't think they have the juice to pull it out tonight?
I think the Miami, you know, they have a very worthy organization and, you know, a very, like I said, mentally tough players. I just don't think there's enough left in the tank for them. Hey, we could be talking again tomorrow and we're getting ready for game seven and I'm going back to Miami to see that again. But I just think I've seen enough. And to me, it's pretty clear. And the Celtics kind of know this. They know and they got to take care of business tonight. And again, like I said, it's in their interest to get it over with tonight so they can rest up for the finals.
So we are talking with the Boston Globe's Dan Shaughnessy about the Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA tonight between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. We will have listeners today, Dan, who are not necessarily basketball followers, haven't seen the previous games, but it's a Friday night. This is an interesting game. They're going to want to tune in. Can you give them kind of a primer on what to expect and what to look for in the game?
Well, I mean, this will be a great charged crowd tonight because, you know, you got Memorial Day weekend and there's great anticipation. The Celtics have tremendous following, great support in good times and bad. And now they have a chance. You know, this is a franchise that, you know, has won 17 championships in the NBA, was dominant in the 60s and 70s. And then the Larry Bird years, the 80s, that's what the book's about. And but it's been a while. They've only won one championship since 1986. And during this great run of the 21st century here, while the Patriots have six and the Red Sox have four, the Celtics have just the one. So 2008, they won the championship. It's the only one since 86. And there's a chance to get there again. And that's the mission, to win this game tonight, get back to the finals, and then go up against the very worthy Golden State Warriors.
A couple of times ago when you were on, we talked a little bit more about the book that you've written after spending a long time with the Boston Celtics covering them. This is Wish It Lasted Forever, Life with Larry Bird, the Larry Bird Celtics. Have you seen anything in these first five games that has changed how you would compare this Boston Celtics team? I mean, you're pretty pro the Celtics in the 80s and the experience you had there. You've said it's a different kind of game. But has anything changed in your thinking about how this team stacks up based on these five games?
Well, things evolve, and old people like myself, you can't be banging at the moon wishing it was like back then. But it was better ball then. I mean, it's been very hard to not promote this book, as it was so much better to watch then. And it was. It was just more flow, more fluid, up and down, making plays, pick and rolls, give and goes. It's just a kind of a more aesthetically pleasing game to watch. Today's game, a lot more is launching three-pointers, athleticism. You don't see a lot of playmaking, no low post to the basket game. So, again, the old days, wish it lasted forever, life with the Larry Bird Celtics. And we got to know them then. We traveled with them. We flew commercial. We stayed in Holiday Inns. Now everything's, you know, there's a big moat between us and the players. That's the way it's evolved. Nothing wrong with that. But we really don't know Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, the way we knew Larry Bird, Cedric Maxwell, et cetera. But these are really good young players. They're 24, 25 years old. The skill set is there. And now it's their time to win a championship, which Bird did three times. Bill Russell did 11 times. John Havlicek probably six or seven times. So it's time for these guys to make their mark in this city and become the champions that their forebears were in Celtic Green.
So one last subject before we let you go. We recently had actor Michael Chiklis on, who was playing in an HBO series. He's playing Red Auerbach, a legendary previous Celtics coach. I'm interested in leadership. There is a new coach for the Celtics this year, Ime Udoka. And in the first half of the season, some rock throwing at him for the choices he was making and the way he was coaching the team. What kind of leadership are you seeing from Udoka? And sort of, you know, give us a rundown on his approach.
It's impressive. You know, he's a young guy, early 40s, was been an assistant for a long time, was a player in the league for a long time, but he was never a star player. And I think that sometimes that makes the best coaches. They see a lot of things while they're on the bench. They learn what it is to earn their minutes, and they appreciate that. And he's low key. He has the respect of the players, respect of the room, and is a defensive specialist. You'll see, you know, this stuff doesn't stand out that much statistically, but the Celtics play great defense, great team defense. He's all about that. That's the kind of player he was. That's what his charges do when they're doing what they're told. So it's his rookie year as a head coach in the NBA. Got a chance to go to the finals. I think he will. And very impressive. But it took a while. November, December weren't good. And that's when you talk about the rock throwing. And I was certainly in there with him. But since January 23rd, the switch was flipped. And they're the best team in basketball since then. And now on the threshold to get into the finals.
All right. So without jinxing anything, in our last 30 seconds, if the Celtics win tonight and go on to face the Golden State Warriors, what do we need to watch for there?
Oh, man, Warriors just have great pedigree. You know, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, three guys. This is their sixth time in the finals. Championship quality. Great coach, Steve Kerr, stand-up guy. Look back at what he said after the shooting this week and see what kind of a guy he is. And it's a very worthy opponent, and I think they would probably be favored and probably go six or seven games. It'd be a great series, much, much great viewing for basketball fans.
And just for listeners, Kerr at his regular press conference refused to talk any sports. This was after the shooting in Texas and called out gun issues instead. All right, Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe sports reporter. It's been fun to follow this with you. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.